Special Mitchell's Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam, Luqman. It's a great honor to have you with us here today again in the second day of Ramadan, mashallah.
Such a beautiful masjid, and we can hear the beautiful recitation at the background of the dhikr. We know we're in Masjid al-Rabi. It's so beautiful to see the youth here as well, anticipating the adhan that's going to go soon as well. But for those of our viewers that are watching, kindly tell us about some of the Ramadan programs that Sheikh and the Masjid Committee has during the month of Ramadan.
Yeah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So first of all, I want to tell the viewers, we're coming to you live from Al-Masjid al-Rabi for the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa. We are so honored to be connected to Masjid al-Aqsa. And alhamdulillah, we are reading the full Quran. And so every night we have Hafiz Ridha Charles, Hafiz Adam Kaider, Hafiz Mahir Fatar, and Hafiz Musa Leek. And so alhamdulillah, every night before Maghrib, the dhikr that we hear in the background is comes from Yemen, from Hadramaut. And it is basically the implementation of the hadith of Rasulullah. The Nabi Muhammad says, increase to ask Allah four things in the month of Ramadan. Ask Allah the Jannah, ask Allah for protection from the fire of Jahannam, and increase to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and Astaghfirullah. So that is what this dhikr is about. So it's an implementation of the words of the Nabi Muhammad. So as you said correctly, the youth are there, and we have a lot of activities for youth in this masjid, of which the other brothers will speak about, inshallah.
Sheikh, you've been the imam, resident imam, for so many years as well. And this area services not just the Portland's community as well, but the surrounding areas as well?
Yeah, it serves the whole of Mitchell's Plain, Strandfontein, even people coming from other areas, alhamdulillah. So as I've said, this masjid is quite busy. We have regular programs. We have Sunday morning classes. We have every end of the month, we have Salatul Layl, alhamdulillah. So yes, alhamdulillah, it's an honor to serve the people in this community for 35 years.
Jazakallah, Sheikh, for all the work that you've done in this community, and may it always go from strength to strength, inshallah.
Barakallahu fik, shukran, jazakallah.
That's Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, who always takes the time to talk to us here at Masjid al-Rabi as well. And then also as part of the committee as well, Brother Shafiq Hanif. Assalamu alaikum, are you well?
Alaykum salam wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Brother Luqman, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah for having us here. As part of the mosque committee, you play an integral role with regards to the upkeep of the mosque and the various payments that need to be made for salaries and things like that. What's the week, a typical week look like or month look like as part of the committee?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, when it comes to finances of a masjid, it is always challenging, especially if you're coming from an, I won't say impoverished area like Mitchell's Plain. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has truly blessed us. But, you know, it's a constant struggle in our communities. We would find that we're under shortfall at the end of the month. We have two imams that we have to pay. We have our committee. The committee doesn't get paid. We have our caretaker. We have we have three caretakers, and we also have our madrasa also. Alhamdulillah, madrasa has been taken over by Manatul Im, but I think we were going to hear a little bit about that now.
Sure.
But, you know, and one of the most important things is, as you can see, that we are busy with the reconstruction of the masjid, where the painting, the maintenance of the painting goes on. Sure. Our security needs to be upgraded, and also our camera system needs to be upgraded.
Right.
And that's our biggest challenge at this point. Our next challenge is our camera system. We're going to have security cameras and also cameras inside to go to our live stream. If you go onto our page now, Masjid al-Rabi for the Liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa, our Facebook page, you would find that we are live now. We are live, most live of maybe all of the masjids that I know of, that I follow. And but we want to go live instantly. And when it comes to that, we need our proper camera system inside. So we appeal to everybody out there. If you can, alhamdulillah, we do have already towards it. We're close to 50,000 already, but our system is going to cost about 120,000 rand. So if there's anybody out there that would like to contribute towards that, inshallah, then we can do that. The challenge is a big hour. Our security is being breached all the time. Just the other day, they stole the light out of the ladies' toilet. And it's a newly constructed toilet, a bathroom that we did last year. And they keep on stealing. They stole our, tried to steal our our generator. Alhamdulillah, we've now got the inverter in. So alhamdulillah, it's a constant challenge, inshallah.
I can imagine it's all for the community as well, so that they can experience this wonderful masjid as well. All the very best with all your fundraising efforts as well. I do know you have annual events as well. Any of the annual events that you'd like to mention, your market days, you had one not too long ago?
Yes, alhamdulillah, shukran to everybody. Our market day was a huge success. Some of our vendors made good money, alhamdulillah, and that was what it was about. Not just about us, but about everybody else also. And we have our annual gala dinner that we have at Islamia. It raised quite a bit of funds, and then we have our breakfasts that we have also. So please follow us, and all our events will be on our social media pages.
Brother Shafiq, Jazakallah so much. All the very best with you, the committee, and the community as well of Masjid al-Rabi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
As part of the masjid as well, we all know that as part of the senior imamate and committee, but you also need the youth to be involved and active in what goes on in the committee as well. And with me is Brother Osama. Assalamu alaikum. Are you well, my man?
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing, Brother Umar?
I'm very well, thanks. Nice to see you. Lovely to be at Masjid al-Rabi. You visited us at our studios. As part of the Amr Youth division, tell us about a few of the activities that you do throughout the year.
Okay, so alhamdulillah, one of the biggest activities that we have that happens every single week is the Thursday Dhikr. Okay. And subhanAllah, the Thursday Dhikr attracts almost, you can say, up to 500 youth. And the masjid every single week between Maghrib and Isha. At the beginning, yes, we had Gatsby. But afterwards, as we just installed it in that, the invitation came from Allah. And as we went on, Gatsby started stopping, but yet the numbers only grew.
So let me tell the viewers very quickly. So what they did was they encouraged the youth to come through and they bought Gatsbys to get them here at the mosque. And it worked because it had up to 500 people as well, mashallah. What are some of the other programs that you do throughout the year?
One of the other programs that we have, very, very special programs, are that we have developmental programs. So this covers everything that you can think of, whether it be secular, whether it be developmental, spiritual. And something that we started recently is that we started a group of youngsters between the age of 16 and 25. So every month what they do is they come together and they have a free session of where they can discuss whatever they're feeling, whatever their thoughts are, what they experience for the month. And this is just to create that platform for the youth to freely express themselves in an environment where youth will assist youth, nice, and youth will speak to each other. Because the thing is, the youth of today, we find that many of them face similar challenges. So once you come across someone who faces a challenge similar to yours, yes, you'll be like, okay, I'm not alone in this. There is support out there. Really? That's been a project we've been working on for the past few months now, alhamdulillah, and it's been a success thus far.
Wow, I'm just amazed, because it's such an amazing concept, and I think you hit the nail on the head and chose the right concept in terms to help youth as well. All the very best with all your projects. Inshallah, may it all go from strength to strength.
Inshallah. Shukran, Brother Luqman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum salam. And that is the Amr Youth Division, that's part of Masjid al-Rabi and the wonderful work that they do as well. As part of the imamate, we also have Sheikh Abdullah, who is going to speak to us about some of the other programs that they do.
Inshallah.
It's so lovely to be here. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
It's a pleasure to be here. Yes, so alhamdulillah, I think Osama spoke about the youth activities.
Yes.
Very successful activities. Recently, we started the madrasa,
mashallah,
the Sunday madrasa. And it's really well appreciated and well approved and well accepted by the community.
Mashallah.
We started with 60 students, and we ended up with 400 students in less than 1 month.
Very good.
So alhamdulillah, the world is...
It just shows that what you're doing is something that is positive, and also the youth are attracted to what you're doing. And mashallah, you're keeping them in the mosque environment as well. You also have Sunday classes. I believe that's growing incredibly well. Tell us about that.
So the Sunday class, one of the drawing cards of Sunday class is it's for the adult and the child.
MashaAllah.
So we have the child madrasa in the hall, and we have for the parent as well in the masjid at the same time. So almost a type of development for the whole family.
MashaAllah.
And one of the mothers actually, she said, as she left the madrasa, they went home, and they were all speaking in the car about what they studied. And it was so enlightening for the entire family.
I can only imagine the conversation, how lovely that continued and continued. And I would imagine it's beyond the car as well. And that ripple effect that it has.
Yes, from one home to another to another. So it starts in the home and then spreads to the entire community. So inshallah, that's the idea, that the enlightening of the entire family and then spreading to the entire community, inshallah.
What do you enjoy about this committee, the brothers, the Musallis? What is your, I know, Sheikh, you've been very involved and instrumental in a lot of programs as well. So your passion comes through in your work.
I think one of the main points of this masjid is how my father has created an environment in the masjid where everyone respects and loves each other. The masjid is always busy with activities, you know, so it's a masjid that always caters to all your needs as well. So because of this, there's really been fostered a type of family unit at the masjid, alhamdulillah.
So it's so lovely to hear and see, and it's experience every time I come to the masjid. That's one of the things that I picked up. We're almost ready for the adhan as well, inshallah. A very quick message to our viewers for Ramadan.
Inshallah, may all of them experience a blessed Ramadan. Inshallah, may Allah accept all the du'as. And inshallah, may we live to see a Palestine that is free, inshallah. And may we salah in a free Palestine, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Shukran so much, Sheikh. And that's Sheikh Abdullah, who is part of the Imamate here, and Sheikh Gabriel's son as well. From all of us at Hilal TV, we'd especially like to thank Sainsbury Exotics for supplying our vehicle that we can get to the different masajids. From myself and the entire Hilal team, we're back tomorrow between 5 and 7 for the Iftar show. Brother Riyad and myself do the mosque visits, and we wish you a lovely evening. Jazakallah for always tuning into Hilal TV on channel 347. For myself, Luqman Shadrach, have a lovely evening. Assalamu alaikum. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الله أكبر لا